How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Wait. Oh. Oh, my God. My headphones are plugged in. What's happening? Is it still going?
It's going. Well, now it's not. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There we go. Hi. What a start.
I can't wait for you to hear that
intro. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the fucking revelation. We don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Specktowers.
Ooh, and I'm Kelsey Never Left Dara.
Never left, baby. And hey, wow, by the time this episode comes out,
it'll be 5 days from now.
It'll be five days from now. And man, something cuckoo happened in our country this week, didn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Something absolutely batshit fucking cuckoo pants crazy.
I'm listening, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, I see. Okay. How do we talk about this without getting demonetized?
This is so crazy, though. I just saw a TikTok that my friend Kevin Sullivan reposted, and it was a guy, and he was like, a Republican shot another Republican with a gun that Democrats have tried to restrict. How is this Democrats' fault? Anyway, I just think that's really funny.
No, here's what...
It's LOL.
It's BRB. Gotta go check in with my fucking therapist because what the fuck is this country? Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Trump got shot in the ear.
Which is not funny.
It's not
funny. And it's horrible. I denounce violence.
However,
especially if you're bad at it. Like, at least be good at violence if you're going to do violence.
If you're gonna do violence, make sure you are prepared.
I just think...
How do we talk about this? We didn't want anything bad to happen, but...
No, never. And this is the thing. We don't want to live in a world with guns.
That's what we've been saying.
It's so, again, LOL funny that, like, this is, like, literally a creature of your own making.
Have you been keeping up with all the conspiracy theories and such?
Not really, because, like, unfortunately, like, anything that falls under, like, fake news to me is, like... a waste of my time.
Yeah, it also, I've only been checking because I'm just like so curious what that site is saying.
And oh, I never
care.
I never seek out what they're saying because I'm just like, this is like obviously not true.
But I also was just like, I gotta know.
Yeah. Okay, so give me the headline or the...
They're saying that he's the second coming of Christ because he was able to avoid.
Oh, no.
Like God was protecting him.
Honey, you got to all the way die if you want to be Christ.
Like.
All the way.
Go. If you're going to go for it, go.
And at least leave for 3 days. Give us 3 days without you.
Behind a big old rock.
Make us miss you.
Yeah, honey. You're too available.
Way too available. God, there's this TikToker who is like, The picture eats so hard.
Because it's fucking
like
eat.
Him like this with the American flag and Secret Service,
and
he's like
flying all over his
and he's
face.
Like, it eats.
It does, dude. He looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but did you see? Also on TikTok, thank you TikTok for making this week bearable. The reason? Did you watch the clip of it happening of him?
Yes, over and over.
Okay. You know how he's like, wait, let me get my shoes. Wait, let me get my shoes.
Yeah.
Did you see why he was screaming, let me get my shoes?
Were they heels?
Because the Secret Service agent like throws one off the stage to like get it out of their way. And the big giant lift in his shoe flies out of his shoe. He's wearing like 4-inch lifts in his fucking shoes.
But Trump is like 6'3", I think.
Bruh, no, he ain't. He's 5'11 now. He's been lying to us.
Is that good math?
Thank you.
Wow.
But bro, this that was boy shoe math. Lift, it was quick. It was actually boy
I didn't
math.
See. I didn't see that.
How embarrassing. You get shot in the ear, but then like immediately uncool because your lifts fall out of your sneaks. Bro. And that's why he got shot in the ear and he was like, my lifts. No, don't let America see,
see
my
how
lifts.
Short I am. I have seen the conspiracy there. It's like they knew of the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And they considered him like a
maybe we call it the pew pewer.
Oh, can you not say that word?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know. Say it over so I can cut that little part out.
The pew pewer. Uh-huh. I hate everything. And you know what sucks? That's liberals who are making me say that.
I'll leave it in.
No, I'm just saying, like, can you actually talk to me about what the thing is?
What
like, what's the problem with that word?
It'll get flagged.
But why? It's like literally. It's literally a household word.
Like, bro, I don't say it then.
There are
say
more
it.
Pew pewers out there than ever before.
Okay, say it.
No, I'm not going to because I don't want us to suffer for me using a grown up word.
We can say vulva. We can say butt munch. We can say a lot of things, but
ooh,
not pew
vulva
pewer.
And butt munch. Consider me fed.
Okay, what's the conspiracy you're hearing about the pew pewer?
That they like knew he was there.
Yeah.
That they had a clean shot, all these things. It's just like suspicious as like how close he was and how they were aware of him.
Weird.
And they didn't act on it. And also that they didn't remove Trump immediately. They kind of like let him.
Covered him.
Yeah, they just kind of let him hang. I guess there's the shoe thing, but.
Did you hear about the pew pewer? There was footage uncovered of him like at college or high school where like kids were videotaping on their cell phone and they like ask him a question about how big his peen is and apparently he had like a big peen.
Did he show it, Kelsey?
No.
Then he didn't.
You know what though, weirdly? You gotta have a big peen to pew pew a president.
And miss? That's little peen
that's
energy.
Little peen energy. That okay, is.
My question is, because he was taken down.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he was taken down thinking he did his job? Like he did his...
Dog,
do you think
I've thought about this extensively.
Because I actually...
He kept pew-pewing after.
Yeah, you're
I think
right.
He was aware that he didn't get... Because there's a way to do an aim to where you would know pretty immediately.
Yeah.
You know, if you got him in the nogs or yeah. the melly.
Sure.
You know, and I think... Imagine taking that's shooting your shot.
Literally.
And missing.
Oof.
You know?
Slide into the DMs.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And a lot of the ones that you do.
Yeah, brother.
I think it's also very funny that like that they don't allow guns at the RNC.
No.
Which I think is so funny.
Because they're like, put your money where your mouth is, literally. Where
well, it's also like, why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
They can't answer that. And also, I'm pretty sure the gun company, what is that thing called?
NRA.
Yeah, like funds a massive portion of the RNC.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Don't Google it, but 1,000,000%.
Don't Google it.
What a chaotic pod
Shut
this
up.
Is. Damn it. Oh. I am thinking more and more that.
What? That's a change.
I know. Well, as of the start of this pod. That everyone should get a gun. I think it might be the great equalizer. Because think about it.
If they all had them there, it would have been a mess.
Yeah, but also, the people closest to him would have had one.
Uh-huh.
So in that way, you get an... So that was a bad example. I'm not actually saying that. It's that people need to behave as if the person next to you could take your life.
Well, that's how being in America is right now. When I go to the movies, that's how I feel.
Yeah, but I would also want the one person with the gun to realize they're about to do something to 80 people who also
mm-hmm.
have guns.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is not the answer.
No,
but
I'm
saying
that would make everyone chill
the fuck
out.
Psychologically, it's like I shouldn't call this guy an F slur because
he could have a gun.
He does have a gun. That's what I'm saying.
Did you see that movie Civil War with me? I can't remember.
Yeah, and I didn't enjoy it.
I did. And for that reason, like I was talking with a friend about this whole situation yesterday, and he was saying like, if Trump gets elected, that's like where we're heading. Cause like, do you think Trump's going to ever leave office once he goes in?
Well, with the Project 2025, no. He wouldn't.
Yeah. And so we're like doomsday prepping in a way. And I was kind of like, I'm ready. I'm excited and ready. We have a plan.
You and this friend, how did I get iced out of the doom?
No. I'm saying we're ready. Me and you.
Oh, great.
I literally told him, I was like, you can't come here because me and Zach are going on a motorcycle and we're getting out of the, we're going to Canada.
Dog.
Yeah.
Or like London, maybe?
How?
I'm a good swimmer.
You have one of those like Hagrid motorcycles that can fly?
Yes.
That would be sick.
Here's what I'm asking of our future overlords. Uh-huh. Of Heritage Project.
Yes.
Give us 6 months to relocate.
Yeah, you don't want us here anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Just give us 6 months.
That's a great point.
To relocate. And I know that's a scary concept, but also I have to believe that places like Canada or the UK will be like, absolutely queer people can come here. Queer people will always be welcome here. Mm-hmm. Like, and it'll be like, it's not like the story I want for myself.
No.
But also like, if that's what America wants to be,
we don't want to be here anyway.
I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, we have said this, that like, it is not our parents' America, like the way that they grew up being so proud to be an American, and like, now it's more like embarrassing. Like, it's like, oh God.
Well, I think we've talked about this. The American flag has been ruined for me.
Oh yeah.
I see it and I get nervous.
Yeah.
There is nothing scarier than a middle-aged man wearing a hat with the American flag on it. Yeah. Nothing. Honestly,
even if I'm
nothing.
Like, even if I'm like, I know you're a veteran from World War II. Like, even old men scare me now. You know what I mean?
Old men are just starting to scare you.
Fair.
The people who say the N-word casually, they're
fair
just
enough.
Starting to scare you.
The weak, feeble ones still scare me even.
But this is the thing, too. I understand we're a sovereign nation. I understand having an army and defense system is part of that. I understand and I respect and I honor people who have fought
yes.
to keep me safe and to uphold certain American ideals. But if you're going hand in hand with disciples of Christ who think that my existence is an yeah. affront to God, we part ways.
We break up. We don't need each other. We have to agree to disagree.
Here's what I will say.
Mm.
I'm glad that this little ear snafu happened now when we have plenty of time. Because people are like, oh, he won. Oh, he won.
Yeah.
That sinks it. He won. First of all, I don't appreciate that rhetoric. People had that rhetoric in 2020 as well.
Yeah.
They were so confident he was going to win again. He didn't. You all were wrong.
Yeah.
We're so confident in my face. He's going to win again.
Yeah.
Don't even bother voting. He's going to win yeah. again. He didn't. And so I'm still holding out that people will. He has months to act a fool.
Yeah. Or get pew-pewed again.
Kelsey.
People think it might happen.
You're kidding.
People are thinking it's like sparking like other incel-y like.
See, I don't want. Wait, but aren't incels for him?
Dude, that's why this makes no fucking sense.
I honestly, and also, did you hear the little like, he donated $10 to like the Democratic Party
yeah.
in like 2017.
Yeah.
The yeah. pew-pewer.
Yeah.
But it's like, he wasn't a liberal.
No. But that's why it makes no sense. I forgot to send this to you. We got a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts from someone who said they didn't like us talking about politics.
Uh-oh.
It was a man.
Hope they didn't tune in for this one.
But we need everyone now to pause this, go into the Apple Podcast app and rate us 5 stars because that one star brought us down a little.
Yeah. Oh, can I also just say?
Yeah.
One of my friends who has a very successful podcast uh-huh. also said like half of their listenership has dropped in the past like year. It's
yeah.
like literally oversaturation.
Everyone.
And it made me feel so good though.
Good.
Because I was just like, oh, it's like, it is
the
like,
whole industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy when I tell you this information. No, I'm kidding.
I don't believe you.
No, I know.
What
you should
know? You're wearing
nothing.
A Benjamin Affleck shirt.
But it's in the shape of Dunkin' Donuts. Isn't that funny?
It's also fresh from the like Amazon bag because it still has its creases in it.
This is from an event. Thank you. They probably did get it.
It was folded real tight.
But did you also hear that Bitey Boy has COVID right now?
Good for him.
And someone tweeted, like, this is the most American we've ever been. Like, Trump got shot and Biden has COVID. Both things that, like, our country actively didn't believe in to change. Like,
it's insane.
They're getting taken down by their own.
Oh, my God. If they had both been taken down by those two separate things.
In the same week.
Talk about lol. Also,
no,
Leo. I do think that would make for the most entertaining next three
chapter.
Months.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay.
What are we doing?
Who are we pivoting to?
What's happening? Have you seen Trump's VP choice?
Wait, and can I be real ignorant? What happened to Pence? Are they not friends anymore?
Bro, after January 6th?
Did he take the fall for that?
He was the one who like went against Trump being like, I told Trump he can't do this. And Trump was like, fuck you, bitch. I honestly.
Not Trump being a late, Pence being a late stage like. Flip-flopper.
Yeah. So Trump's new guy is named like Vance Pants Dance.
Is it really? Now Dead I need ass. To know what it is.
It's literally like Vance Dance or something. It's crazy.
Okay.
But he is married to a brown woman who they have two or three little half brown, half white children.
I'm not going to lie. I heard Vance Pants Dance and I'm picturing not a white person.
Really?
Vance Pants Dance?
Vance Pants Dance is giving white guy at a barbecue trying so hard to fit in.
I don't think Vance is the first name.
Maybe not.
Is it like Vince?
No, it's definitely Vance. But I don't know if that's his first name or last name. Let me look it up.
Well, first of all, Vance Pants Dance is a character on like Sesame Street.
Yes.
But that's... I don't know.
J.D. Vance is his name.
That is not Vance Pants Dance at all,
but
Kelsey.
Are you ready to see him?
J.D. Vance obviously is a white guy who owns a car lot.
Look at this guy.
Yucky.
But okay, then but you know look at sucks? His gorgeous brown wife.
If he was at Pride and had like a harness on, I'd be like, yum,
Daddy.
Yum, cub bear.
Yeah, he looks like a cub bear. But his wife is like really pretty.
Wait, and does she support Trump? Wouldn't that be like so funny if she was like liberal as hell?
Her name is... Chilu Curry Vance. Usha Chilu Curry Vance. Anyway, people are pissed he's married to a brown woman and is like, he's not one of us. Yeah.
That side. Okay, this is the other thing. If Mike Pence can see the folly in Trump's ways, have you heard of the silent Republican vote?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pulling for it. There's a majority of Republicans whose IQ is over 45 who realize what's at stake with the election and will silently vote blue.
Yeah.
I believe in it and no one can dissuade me. All people are fear mongers and they're trying to scare me. Mm-hmm. And yes, it works a little bit, but also
very personal attacks on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like I am toxically positive. Uh-huh. I think that we will prevail.
I like that.
And if not, honey, Vancouver's calling.
Hey, we kind of did. I feel like that was America's housekeeping.
Dude.
Section we just did. Do you have any housekeeping? You're back.
I'm back and I'm backer than ever.
Yes, baby.
I missed you so much.
Shame.
I hate Zoom recording pods.
Yeah.
There's just a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad to be back here. I'm so glad to be petting Leo again.
Yeah, he's really on it today.
The trip was incredible. Oh Mary, the play is the best play I've ever seen. New York was great. Very
hot.
Muggy, very hot.
Yeah.
But I had my like Sex and the City vibe moment.
Yeah. And then you're back. It's fun. You go and you get a little slice and then you're like, I need to go home.
And then it's like, oh, there's no humidity here.
Yeah.
We win.
My housekeeping is that I finally last night got my first period of this year. Of this year!
Wait, that's wild. So you had no period.
Baby.
No period.
So literally, when I started the year, I was freezing my eggs.
Oh.
So it was 2 months, January,
February. Did that circumnavigate your period?
Yes.
Okay.
It like prevents it so that you can...
Could you not pet him?
Oh, no, I'm having... It's nice. And then after freezing your eggs, you don't get your period for a little because your hormones are re-regulating. And then, whoops, got knocked up and didn't get my period after. Didn't get my period during. Didn't get my period the month after. And now finally,
Is Baby, it a good one? Is it juicy?
Dog, when I tell you I had the worst fucking cramp last night and I was so excited. I couldn't even be mad. I was like, I'm bleeding. I was asleep and I was like, maybe I should wear my period underwear to bed. And I didn't because I sickly wanted to feel it.
Like, I want it.
Come, like, you feel it in your butt crack first is where I always feel it when I start my period.
Like juices?
Yeah, like it falls backwards into my butt crack and it feels like my butt crack's really sweaty and wet. This might be very unique.
Do you remember Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park where he puts the drop of water on the top of her hand?
No.
Oh my God, it's like chaos theory. It's like, what way is it going to go? And it goes like down the way it's not supposed to.
So that's mine your is butt cup. Yeah, it went straight into my butt and I woke up and I was like, I see the light. America's back again. I'm free. I just made that up. I was
now?
So excited to have my period and it's present. It's here, it's queer, and it's red.
Wait, does your diet change while you're perioding? Like, do you
crave red
treats?
Meat.
Oh, really? Because you're losing blood.
Uh-huh. And you also want sugar and
you always want sugar. Don't blame your period.
Stop it.
But I was wondering if you got like a celebration slice of cake or something.
You know what? I've actually been like in a wanting to eat like just more anti-inflammatory because I've been struggling with my chronic
like fruits
pain
and
lately.
Vegetables and stuff,
just like anti anything that is
inflammatory,
yeah, like carbs,
okay,
certain
yeah.
carbs and like sugars and things like that. So I've been housing about 9 sugar-free popsicles a night.
Interesting.
Yeah. But while watching, and I don't know if you're ready for this, Love Island USA season 6.
Okay. I tried to start it and because I was with a friend who likes that type of stuff and it's so much B-roll, at least in the first episode, it's like everyone tossing their hair
yeah.
and like drone shots of mm-hmm. like them on a beach, mm-hmm. and like drink alcohol and like 2 lines of dialogue back to like hair tossing mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm like, this feels like a Black Mirror episode.
I've never watched any Love Island in my life. And I was very like anti the same way I was kind of anti Real Housewives. Cause I've like gotten this far without doing it.
Yeah.
But I had like 3 separate group chats of different kinds of friends.
Like, saying like it's good.
Saying it's incredible. And they were all starting to talk about it. And I was like, fuck this. I need to catch up. So here's the thing. It's on 5 nights a week. They're live editing it like a
you
day.
You are kidding.
Bro, it is so good. And like the cast this season, I think is what's making it so successful. It's doubled the ratings from last year. Like no one knows why this season is just popping off in the zeitgeist.
It's always 5 nights a week. Mm-hmm. How do they even produce storylines?
Exactly. It's crazy. And I am almost all the way caught up because I was behind like 16 episodes when I started and I fucking binged it,
which
baby.
Is 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I've been just playing in the background in my office during the day and I like check in when something cuckoo pants happens and then at night I eat my 9 popsicles and watch. And it is taking my life over in a way that's like I feel like I know these people. Also, next time I'm single, I will be going on this show.
Just go on now.
I could. But if anyone else is watching Love Island, I need to know everyone's thoughts.
Cause you should go on it.
I would.
That would help the pod.
It would help the pod. Cut to this a year from now. I'm on the show. But when we get back, speaking of cultural zeitgeisty things, we're going to talk about something that's taken TikTok by storm. And I need to tell you about it and get your thoughts. We're
going
to be talking about the Clinton Kane drama when I come back. I don't know where Zach's going. Bye. Have you even heard the name Clinton Kane?
Well, so when he said Clinton, I went Bill.
Oh, you think we're still talking about Prezzies?
Maybe.
No, we are talking about, I'm going to try and do a segment where.
Well, yeah, give me a sum up of who Clinton Kane is.
Yes, I'm going to try and explain to Zach the drama that is Clinton Kane. And it has more to do with like, I'm curious about what you think about what's happening rather than like this. This story is crazy. So it's taking TikTok by storm.
Okay.
There was a girl named Brooke, I think I'm getting it right, Schofield, who is Tana Mojo's podcast host. So she's like a hot Instagram podcast girly. Really gorgeous. She was in a relationship with this guy named Clinton Kane like 2 years ago, and it was a really short relationship. How long? 3 months, 6 months? We don't know, but it was like really intense, really fast. And the guy's name is Clinton Kane, and he is a musician. I think he popped off on TikTok, but he is a unique looking man. He's unique looking.
Like Tim Burton unique, or?
He looks like a character.
Okay, like skinny, emaciated, or like rat face, or?
Shark faced.
Like yeah. Dead behind the eyes?
Like dead behind the eyes and really pointy teeth and a huge mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds like my sleep paralysis demon.
Here's the thing. He's an incredible singer.
Okay. He has to be.
Incredible singer. Millions of views on his songs. Does like tours. He just has like a big TikTok audience. And the thing about him is he's very cringe when he sings. Like he shakes a lot. Like he does like a lot of this and like, ha, 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 ha. Like it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
But incredible singer.
Okay.
Anyway, these two dated, broke up, and then Brooke started talking about online how she dated this guy who was a singer from Australia who, when she had met him, he told her that he had lost his brother, his mom, and his dad all in the same year.
Okay.
And it was like traumatic and devastating. And there was all this stuff happening. He's flying her to different places and has all this money and stuff like that. And then she found out while they were breaking up that he lied about the death of his entire family.
This actually sounds familiar.
And has been faking an Australian accent the entire time they were together. And then all these podcast clips of Clinton Kane going on different podcasts came out of like his accent switching up, and like then Rolling Stone just like caught on to the drama and did this whole article about him of like, he's this singer, but he has this like weird drama attached to him. And then like Brooke's been coming out on TikTok being like, I have receipts of this man like fully lying to me, like faking an accent. This is the stuff he told me. And then people are still like very pro him because he's a good musician. But they're also like, then there's this whole other side that's like, you're a psychopath. Like, who does that? Where it's like he was mining fake trauma. And then in the Rolling Stone article, it came out that it was like, no, he said that someone very close to him that was like a mother figure died.
And like a brother and like a father.
That, they didn't address that. And they also didn't address like the fake Australian accent, which he claims like he was born there. But like, it's all cuckoo pants. Anyway, this girl was like, I wasn't trying to put him on blast.
Yeah, obviously.
I was just trying to talk about this like crazy fucking thing that happened to me.
But she has a following.
Big following.
See, and was their relationship public?
No, but people found ways to connect it to him.
Obviously, people are snooping around you, an athlete and stuff. So it's like,
It's not surprising to me that it came out. But I was just like, how would you feel if like you found out this relationship you were in, like how embarrassed? And that's what Brooke's been saying is she's like, why would I want to talk about this? This is so embarrassing for me.
Of course.
And like people are comparing them looks wise that she's like so out of his league. And then like the crazy part is a couple days ago, Clinton Kane finally made, I think it was literally like a 20 part TikTok going through all these receipts of being like, here's how she's manipulating this story to make it sound like I was the bad guy, and like is producing all these receipts showing that like she was kind of like the crazy one, where it just seems both of them were maybe toxic for each other.
Wait. Do we like his receipts?
It does give him a little validity, I think, is what the internet is deciding.
Interesting.
But the whole thing is fucking cuckoo pants. Because how do we allow a guy to stay famous?
Oh, well, that's obviously a societal issue.
Right. Like, that's when, like, athletes still get famous after, like, DVing their
partners. Or, like, Louis C.K. winning a Grammy moments after exposing. It's just, like, what we decide. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, like, because the patriarchy is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And, like, slap on the wrist. But, like, we're not going to stop anybody.
Yeah. I feel bad now for Brooke because you could tell she really liked this guy. And it even sounds like he broke her heart. Like he broke it off. And then she found out all this like stuff about him. And like other girls are coming out on TikTok being like, he lied about this to
me.
Okay.
Like, I like that.
It seems like he's a piece of shit with a voice of an angel.
Here's my question. Mm-hmm. They dated 2 years.
Mm-mm. Between 3 and 6 months, 2 years ago.
Oh.
Like this is old news.
My whole thing is if someone is lying to me fundamentally.
Yeah.
About pillars of their life.
Yeah.
And their upbringing and their core.
Yeah.
They're absolutely lying about other things.
Yeah.
So at what point does your intuition kick in?
Right.
Because you see them say something to a person that you heard was something else.
Right.
I catch stuff like that all the time.
You do?
Yes. And I'm like, but I just obviously file it under like, was that harmless? Or do they seem convinced that?
That's the truth.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
So it's just like, to me, it's like, but 3 to 6 months is understandable, especially if it's whirlwind, I guess. And especially if they're paying for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, yeah, he's quirky.
Yeah.
And like, who, okay, I've also, okay, it's that classic thing of one of your classmates in high school does 2 months abroad and they come back with like.
An accent.
Or like new vocab. Yeah. And you're like, calm down, Jessica. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Like, I think he probably doesn't feel like he's neat enough on his own, so he's like incorporate. And also once you get caught up in something like that, like you gotta keep it up.
That's the crazy thing is like I think this guy maybe was like, I need to experiment with an alter ego.
Sure.
And then it just kept going, and like I had one lie led to another lie led to another lie, and now it's giving me clout, so I have to, like, address some things.
So then let's talk about, like, okay, so I know another a comedian who does an accent. And, like, no, but they are, it's like they have a diluted cultural background that they make stronger on stage. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like, yes, they are this, but they don't sound like this off stage.
Got it. So it's like a persona they're kind of putting on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, like, Sofia Vergara, I'm guessing she doesn't really, like, she's leaning into
lean
stuff.
In, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, at what point, if he is born in Australia, maybe he was there for 7 years.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's some
he's just
like,
leaning into something.
Yeah.
But
the crazy thing about like dating someone that was lying about who they were is that as the girl, you want to so badly believe his lies because the truth is so embarrassing.
Well, at some point for sure.
Yeah. Like I would be so fucked up about like the gaslighting of myself of like what was real in that relationship versus, and it isn't, that feels like a trauma, like a baby tea.
Definitely.
To be like,
well, yeah, it makes you question yourself.
Which always makes me think back to that reality show Jury Duty. Is that guy okay?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was crazy.
Yeah, but also that was like low level stuff.
They put millions of dollars behind like a months long project.
But it wasn't like they were like, it was an armed robbery and he was held ransom and none of it was real. It was like
the most boring place.
Yeah. Like, it would definitely freak me out in some ways. Like, and I'd be like, if I were at all a paranoid person, it would have ruined me.
That's why they had to find the most stable vanilla guy.
Totally.
I think.
Who's just like, I don't know what stress is.
Yeah.
I will also say that this is where that whole, and I it stuck with me that girls give a guy a score of 100 and let him chip away at it, and guys give girls a score of 0 and make them build up.
Whoa.
So, like, do we not talk about that?
No.
But it's actually how I relate to the girl part of it. I see a guy, I'm like, I bet he's awesome. And then, like, I find out he's not. But guys are like, just another bitch. And then, like, oh, she made me dinner. I guess she gets, like, 5 points for that.
You would love Love Island because that's literally this.
Oh, I saw the intros.
Yeah.
And the one guy really drove me nuts. I think it was the British guy.
What if I told you one of those people slid into my DMs last year?
Stop.
Yeah. I'll tell you off
camera.
Was
it the British guy?
I don't know.
I bet it was. But he says something like, I just need a wife. He said something dismissive. Oh. He made women, I think, God, watch me get canceled of all things for
Aaron
this.
And Kayla, that's the relationship you're thinking of.
Oh my God, he said he wanted a blonde. She just got to be blonde. I was like, yikes.
And he wanted a green card.
Oh yeah, yikes.
Like you showed all of your cards so quickly.
Yeah, in your intro.
Yeah.
But
what would you do if, like, you got catfished that hard? Like, what is it when it's, like, real, like, in your face catfishing? It's not behind a computer screen. It's, like, to your fucking face catfished.
I mean, I think we will, in various ways, be catfished until the day we die.
What do you mean?
Well, I just think it's, like, any, like, misrepresentation, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, people selling you things are catfishing you.
Whoa.
People, like, mainly people selling you things.
And politics.
It's like, yeah, politics. For sure. It's all these things that it's like you have to dig deeper. You have to kind of always be on guard. But at some point, and I think this is what love is, you have to throw caution to the wind and be like, I'm going to believe them. But Damn. Then, like, for me, like, I'm so withholding.
Mm-hmm.
Always. That I'm like, if it happens to me, I'll be like, ah,
you got me, bro. You did, you know, yeah. What? You fucking got me.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I'm very like, you're only good as your last performance when it comes to relationships. I'm like, oh, this guy's been showing up, you know.
He wheeled and dealed.
I mean, if you give me like three stinker things in a row,
yeah,
you're gone.
Yeah,
I wanted you gone after the first one.
Yeah,
that was my instinct, and then I'm kicking myself that I let two more go.
Shame on you, shame on me thing.
Yeah, shame on everyone,
dog. Yeah, I just feel like after something like getting catfished like that, there should be some sort of therapy program or like Definitely. A course online where you learn how to trust again.
Maybe that's your third book.
Wow.
But have you been catfished?
Well, there was, I always tell this one story and it makes me sound like an asshole. So I'll go ahead and tell it.
Yeah, please.
I was talking to this guy on one of the apps. This was probably like 10 years ago. This is a while ago. And he was a firefighter. Red flag number one.
Literally.
Notorious manhole.
Red flag. Really?
Yeah. God. They say, like, I told you, the most chaotic couple is like a firefighter and a nurse, because you just like can't have that kind of chaotic like scheduling and like stress together.
Sure. I'm working midnight to four.
Yeah. So he was a firefighter. We talked on the phone a couple times before I went on a date, which I hate talking on the phone. And in his pictures, he wasn't smiling. I didn't think anything of it. I showed up.
Is it teeth?
This man had a gap between his teeth. I could put a grape through it. It was like, I thought it was like a prosthetic when I saw it for the first time.
A space?
Like, I could literally like put my finger through it easily.
And did I was it just affect like, his speech? No.
No. And I was just like, if you have.
You should show that.
You should show it. If you have like an aesthetic quirk, caricature quality to you.
Sure.
But that makes me the asshole.
No. It makes you honest. Mm. And also, only a pure demisexual would say that you're an asshole. Mm. And even then, I think they know that they're in the minority, where it's like, Fair. I'm just about the person.
Yeah.
I don't care what genitalia you have. I don't care. Oh, my God. It's like on Grindr when guys don't have their height and I go, how tall are you? And it sounds so gross, but I'm like, you're going to tell me that it makes no difference if you're 5'1 or 6'4? You're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
And like, own it. Because I'm going to find out.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
A guy told me he was literally 5'11. He was shorter than me. I was like, wow. The math ain't mathing.
Did you call him out?
Also, no, but I didn't want to hang out with him again. I'm like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
You think I'm not going to know my height and stand next to you and see that you're... eyes come to my chin.
What if it was like Trump where he was wearing stilts and you found out when he took his shoes off?
Honestly, props for forgetting me. Oh, you got me. But it's just like, I mean, it's 101. Like, you just
be
said,
who
like,
you are.
Be who you are.
Own just, it.
Yes, flaws and all. Like, can't say the wrong thing to the right person vibes. Like,
yeah.
Someone's going to want that 5'4".
You're right.
It's and I told you this before, when I'm dictator, catfish better look out.
Yeah.
Because don't you dare waste my time. I told you I got catfished by like a 5.5.
Yeah.
Worst day of my life. I'm over here thinking, I'll give this guy a shot. He seems nice. He's a 5. Oh. It was a catfish. Oh. I'm like, a five?
Yeah.
I got catfished by a mediocre man.
Oh, that hurts.
It hurts real bad.
That hurts.
It's like that whole thing where the girl dates down and then the guy breaks up with her and you're like.
Literally what Brooke Schofield was doing with Clinton Kane.
Crazy. Mm. Crazy.
You have anything to promote, Zachary?
Yes, I do.
Tell us.
Okay, so wait. August 15th is a Thursday. That's Brea, California, the Improv in Brea. October 1st, I'm doing Punchline, San Francisco. October 2nd, Punchline, Sacramento.
Woo!
So if you're in the Bay Area, I would love, love, love to see you there.
He means it.
Oh my, please come. I want to sell out. I want to sell out.
Do it.
I'm going to.
Okay.
How about you, Kelsey?
I'll be selling caked things on Caked Up by Kelsey on Etsy. But we are going to have a ConPod West Coast fall tour.
Yeah.
And potentially maybe me opening for you on some stand-up thingies. I love my stand-up class.
Good.
I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Also, you did it mid-episode. Go rate and review this pod.
We need it.
Podcasts are all struggling.
Yes.
And we know that this is a hit podcast. We just need
to prove it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Confidants, Confident Bottoms. Oh, buy stickers.
Buy stickers.
We have Confident Bottom stickers and Slut Pill stickers left over. You can Venmo me what you think it's worth, Kelsey-Dara. But unless you want me to ship it internationally, please include $2 for shipping.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you next week, Sluts. Bye.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.